Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula. Berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. And right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
I won't let my body outweigh everything that I'm made of. Won't spend my life trying to change. I'm learning to love who I am. I am strong, I feel free. I know every part of me is beautiful. And I will always outweigh. If you feel it, put your hands in the air. Show some love to the mirror while you're there. Let's take it one day at a time, 'cause you and I outweigh.
Happy Saturday, Outweigh. Amy here, and I've got Leanne by my side. We are working through a 5-part series called 5 Signs Your Food Struggles Actually Have Nothing to Do with Food, and we are on sign number 4, week number 4. So last Saturday was 3, the one before that was 2. And the Saturday before that was sign number 1. If you missed them, go back and listen. But sign number 4, I love sign number 4, that your food struggles actually have nothing to do with food, because it's the black and white thinking. And there are so many things in my life where I was black and white, and I love living in the gray. And in fact, when Lisa Haim and I started Outweigh, we were covering the gray area. And our tagline is, a life without disordered eating outweighs everything. And we wanted to talk about the gray area that not a lot of people were talking about at the time. And this was a couple of years ago. And our first piece of artwork was black and white.
Yep.
We took black and white photos, and then we made the whole thing kind of gray. And I love living in the gray. Yeah. It's a really good place to live.
Yeah, especially like when you're talking about the extremism that comes up, you know? And mm-hmm. So the sign and symptom to kind of look out for is if you notice yourself saying words like good, bad, right, wrong, should, shouldn't, healthy, unhealthy, you know, supposed to, not supposed to, shouldn't have this, should have this, all of those things. And it's not just food, right? It could be your body. It could be movements. It could be, you know, habits. I don't know. But there's an extremism that we want to really get intentional about. You know, we talked about this last week as well. And as you're learning, there's so much crossover for all of these. But it's that black and white, all or nothing, but then the always never as well. Or like, I'm never going to do this, or I'm always going to do this. And so again, if the first thing that comes to your mind is food, like maybe it applies more for food, but this is for everything. And so when I say like food is not the problem, this is where, again, we're just getting really nitty gritty in these distinctions. This is a languaging thing, right? This is the way, and remember, our thoughts create everything, right? And so how you believe about food, and I'm going to totally endorse the episodes that we did a couple weeks ago, where if the alternative to not being on something scares you, let's talk about that, because that was the case for me. It's like, wait a minute, if I'm not using this language, right? If I'm not using terms like good, bad, right, wrong, should, shouldn't, healthy, unhealthy, you know, and then it comes down to like, you know, carbs are good or bad, fats are good or bad, and we become carb phobic, fat phobic, we become food phobic. Food becomes a fear, right? Like I have a client who shared, she's like, I used to be afraid of any food, whether it was celery or a cookie. Like it doesn't just mean these, you know, processed foods or whatever. And then it's, you know, my body looks good or my body looks bad. And that's the PG-13 version, right? If you want to hear about the nitty gritty of like, what's the alternative to the black and white thinking, if not being in the black and white scares the living daylights out of you, like it did for me and like it does for so many of my clients, because we think like, if I'm not thinking this, I'm going to go off the deep end, because really it's a false sense of control. We think we're in control, yet ironically, the more we try to control it, the more out of control we feel. It's a fake sense of control, right? So definitely if you want to hear, there's an entire 5-step process I teach you to get into the nitty gritty of that. It was actually a 2-part episode before this series. But that being said, really getting in your mind's eye about noticing and becoming aware of the good, bad, the right, wrong, the should, shouldn't. And then the first step is honestly awareness. And I know that's not sexy, right? We want to have a replacement. And so that's why I said, check out that other episode. But part of it is just noticing that, let's just say metaphorically, you've learned how to speak Spanish, and that we'll call the diet mentality Spanish, right? The good, bad, the, you know, carbs are good, fats are bad, whatever it is, right? And probably the opposite, right? But if you want to go think a different way about food, you have to learn a new language, right? You have to learn the language of freedom, but again, without going over to that other side where you feel out of control. And so what happens, and this is unconscious and subconscious, and that's why we want to talk about it so that it becomes conscious, is we think that if we're not on something, we're going to go off the deep end and eat everything in sight, gain a bunch of weight, fill in the blank. And for some people, intuitive eating and mindful eating works. But for a lot of us, it really fell short, because it's like, wait a minute, my ticker's broken. Like, that's what I thought about myself. I'm like, this isn't a hunger scale issue. I'm not hungry when I'm eating 90% of the time, or when I'm overeating 90% of the time, right? So that's why this is the conversation that needs to be had, if like things like intuitive eating or mindful eating never worked for you because your intuition made you feel out of control. But what I'm not saying is this, okay? What I'm not saying is, right now, if black, white, good, bad, all or nothing thinking is your sense of control and the language that you're speaking, I'm not saying like take it away and don't replace it with anything, because that's often what the kind of intuitive language does, because it does replace it with like a logic and reason-based answer, when again, 90% of our overeating isn't logic and reasonable. It's emotional, it's unconscious, it's subconscious, right? So what I'm not saying is just stop using black, white, good, right, wrong labels and don't replace it with a new language that sets you up for freedom or teaches your brain how to make better decisions around food that serve you. So I'm not saying don't replace it. What I'm saying is replace it with a new language, right? And that's where people fall short. They say, okay, I'm going on the whole non-dieting, or I'm ditching dieting, like it's very in vogue, which I'm all for. But then again, if you don't replace that way of thinking and teach your brain like a new language, and it wouldn't serve me to try to explain it in 10 minutes, you know, but I did dedicate 2 episodes to it a couple weeks ago to explain the intricacies of that. It's one of those things, you have to replace it with something, or else your brain is going to rely on what it knows, which is that paradigm, which if you're anything like me, I mean, I started learning that language at 7, 8 years old.
Oh, wow. Then that's really hard to break.
Yeah. If you don't replace it.
Yeah. And then the episodes before this series started is where you're talking about, can walk through people how to replace it.
Exactly. And today was really just about that awareness of the good, bad, the right, wrong, the should, shouldn't. Because what that is, again, it looks like we have no willpower, but we're setting ourselves up for failure because that whole paradigm, that whole language is the problem. Food's not the problem. Your ability to not control yourself around the food is not the problem. It's the language, it's the thinking that causes that. And, you know, last week we talked about the actual planner program, right? The week before that, we talked about this idea that you've just lost trust in yourself. So even if you had the perfect plan and program, you don't trust yourself. And the week before that, it's that open loop of like, okay, I'm putting a Band-Aid on a bigger problem. And that's where this black and white thinking, I purposely put it like downstream as sign and symptom number 4, because we've got to become aware of that bigger picture stuff before we just get into the language.
You know, I talked about that I had black and white thinking in other areas too, and living totally in the gray. I think that this can serve you in so many other ways. I know even as a refresher for me, I'm even sitting here thinking of a way I was with my kids this week where I got very black and white about something that I should have been more gray about.
Yeah.
But it's because I was stuck. I mean, that was my default and I went there and I didn't want to budge for whatever reason.
For sure.
I think it's a little hormonal.
Oh, I feel you on that.
But at the same time, I think I have compassion for myself.
Totally.
And knowing that that's okay. At least I have that awareness right now that I did that. And next time I know that I can be a little more gray with some of the stuff that we were talking about.
Yeah. Or even just accurate. You know, like I caught myself last week in my head. I was having an argument with somebody in my head. And I heard myself say, they always do that. And then I was like, actually, that's not true. This happened this one time, maybe twice, but they don't always do that. So, or like, you never do that for me or whatever. So we're even using always and never to like accuse somebody of a pattern. And it comes back to the whole data drama. Like even saying that you always do that or I never do that, it's drama. The data is, well, actually, I didn't do it this time. And yeah, I technically didn't do it last time either, but like I did do it that one time. So it's not an always never. So it could even be like the gray, but also the data, like getting really truthful about the reality of the situation.
Mm-hmm. Thing. I just felt convicted about something else in my head of, you know, I co-parent, got divorced last year, and my ex-husband can be very black and white and more than me, like way. He's working
always black and white. Yes, I'm never black and white.
I did have that thought the other day when we were having a conversation about something, and in my head I was thinking, oh, he's always this way. He's always black and white. When the truth is, he has come so far and worked so hard to not be that way, that of course it still pops up, and hello, it's still popping up for me. But I literally just said that in my mind about him when we were on the phone about something. And I'm like, here we go again. Of course, he's always been this way.
What he always
does. He's never going to change.
Yep.
And when the data is that there's actually so many examples I can think of in the last 6 or 7 months where I've been taken aback by his grayness.
Absolutely. And that's the thing. When you're convicted of something, it's just like an awareness of like, oh, I'm out of alignment or whatever. So I'm constantly convicting myself. And that's what I love about this work is like you can have an awareness of something that's not happening. And when you relinquish shame about it, it can just be data. So I love that you called that out where I'm like, I feel convicted because I'm raising my hand. I'm like, I convict myself all the time because it's so much easier said than done. I know it's easy to come on this podcast and listen and be like, oh, that's so much easier said than done. It's a practice. It does take commitment. I talk about the exact process of that in those episodes. But just again, like you were just sharing and exemplifying, give yourself grace. And when you feel convicted, let it just be to anybody, you know, I know for me, I like just let it be a little nudge of like, okay, there's something I want to explore about and get curious. So I love that you just brought that up.
Well, and there was an article the other day about words you should never say to your partner. And it's like, you should never say these words. And it's like words like you never do this or you always do that. Mm-hmm. But really, you should never say them. That's an appropriate time to use never.
Right.
But yet we are all likely guilty of saying that, especially in the moment. But if you think about it, to maintain a healthy relationship with your partner or people or your coworkers or people in your life, you shouldn't use that language. Then you also shouldn't use that language to yourself.
Yeah. So. Absolutely. What just came to my mind, and I love this, you know, so many times I'll hear from my stressless eating clients, they're like, Leanne, everything I've done has had nothing to do with food, yet I don't have this food struggle anymore. And that's what I really want everyone to understand. I know when we're in the throes of that food and body prison, we feel like we are just a slave to it, like it owns us, it controls us. But really, when you become a better version of yourself and you focus on becoming mentally, emotionally, three-dimensionally healthy and happy first, and then bring that version of you into your relationship with food, you'll find how little your relationship or your struggles with food has to do with food. Food really is just the symptom. And that's what brings us back to, you know, last week we were talking about if you are spending ungodly amounts of time thinking about food, thinking about your body, again, I know it feels like a food problem, but it's not.
And you can go back and listen to those weeks if you missed them. Next Saturday will be sign 5. And Leanne, where can people find you?
Leanne Ellington over on Instagram. And if you want to turn off the part of your brain obsessed with food, head on over to stresslesseating.com.
And we will see you next Saturday. Bye. Bye.
Tired of Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula: berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. Right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by anxiety, struggling to find restful sleep, or plagued by a restless inability to focus? It's time to break free from the chains of mental health challenges and discover a path to healthy living. Welcome to Amen University, founded by renowned psychiatrist and brain health expert, Dr. Daniel Amen. Dr. Amen, alongside a team of esteemed doctors and experts in their fields, understands the struggles you're facing and are here to offer solutions. From debilitating anxiety to sleepless nights filled with worry, our courses are meticulously crafted to target these specific challenges head on. Join us on a journey of transformation led by Dr. Amen and a roster of top-tier professionals. Say goodbye to the constant battle with your mind and embrace a future filled with hope and possibility. Visit our website today to explore our courses and start your journey towards a brighter tomorrow. Use code BRAIN10 and get 10% off. That's code BRAIN10 and get 10% off your first purchase. Amen University, because your mental health matters.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.